This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. The next AREG meeting will be held on Friday the 16th of June at our usual meeting place, the Fulham Community Centre. This month's presentation will be from Stuart, VK5STU, talking about the SA Government Radio Network, or SAGRN. Stuart will be covering the five services within the SAGRN and go through the tech employed across these services, as well as the coverage design and engineering considerations. He will also talk about how the network is operated and managed and the challenges faced during major incidents. Doors open at 7:15 p.m. and the presentation kicks off at 7:45. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast also via Zoom. As usual, for more information on this and all other upcoming AREG events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last Friday afternoon, the Northeast Radio Club was showing off the wonders of amateur radio at the Volunteers Expo, which was at the Golden Grove Recreational Arts Centre. And Tony, VK5FBIC, Trevor, VK5ATQ, Tom, VK5TOM, and Gordon, VK5CWA, and numerous other members were all taking part in this display, and there were demonstrations of Morse code and other aspects of amateur radio. So hopefully we'll get some people interested in the hobby. There was certainly quite a crowd there, so thanks very much for your efforts, gentlemen. Hopefully we've sped the word about amateur radio. Now, the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on next Friday, and it will be at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent, Modbury West. And, get there early. Get there 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start, and it'll be next Friday, the 9th of June. Now, there's a few changes next Wednesday at the Coffee Club. The Tea Tree Gully Library will be undergoing some transformations. I think they're shifting around a lot of the furniture and the book storage facilities and so forth. So we'll be in another area. So the Coffee Club will still be on, but we'll be in another part of the library. So I hope to see everybody there as usual, and have a good chat. And of course, don't forget, every Friday is at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. It's the F Troop, and come on up and have a chat with Tony and all the others. That's every Friday on the Link Repeater Network at 5 p.m. Well, that's all for this week. Stay negative. Good DX 73s from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia and its committee. Don't forget tonight, Sunday the 4th of June 2023, the Wison South Australia Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight at 2000 hours. A date for your diaries and calendar, the next Wison South Australia social get-together will be held on Saturday the 15th of July 2023, with doors opening around 10 a.m. for coffee and chat prior to official proceedings down at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Canoole. Our presenter for the day will be Mr. Steph Daniels, VK5 HSX from the South Coast Club. He will be providing hands-on assistance to setting up your APRS programming settings on your APRS radio or other equipment that you may have that is APRS capable. He will assist fellow ham radio operators to program the APRS settings in their equipment. This is a truly hands-on education and skill sharing day. The day will finish off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur guests will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to your attendance on the day. We thank Scout South Australia for providing the facilities for our use. The MSS Barossa Rally, which is being held over the 16th to 17th September 2023, up at Tanunda and surrounds within the Barossa Valley region. There are still volunteer vacancies for volunteer ham radio operators to assist in this event, and we look forward to hearing from you if you can assist. A fuel reimbursement contribution will be provided to all volunteers who assist with this event. You can register for this event by contacting the President of YSAT Australia via the contacts links of the YSAT Australian webpage. Just Google us or check the YSAT SA out on Facebook. Also, you can register on the Rally SA website and just Google for Rally SA and click on the register link and click on YSAT volunteer link. I'd also like to remind you again that tonight, Sunday the 4th of June 2023, the YSAT Australian Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeating Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight at 2000 hours. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the YSAT Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening, and looking forward to volunteering alongside you, and all the best at the next event. 73 all, and chat to you tonight on the net. Cheers all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Saturday night, some of our members helped with communications for a South Eastern Automobile Club touring road event, which was round two of the State Rally Championships. The rally had a field of 14 cars and was run over two circuits. At the same time, the Victorian Historic Rally Group ran a TRE for their members, using part of the same course. The Victorian gang also fielded 14 cars for the event, and so we were kept rather busy at times. Another excellent event, made even better by our group trialling some in-car tracking, which allowed the officials back at race control to know where certain cars were at any given time, along with other detailed information. We hope to develop this system even more, as it certainly makes it easy to know where everyone is. This could potentially make competitors' safety a lot better and will certainly be a big asset in locating and recovering any lost or broken down cars a lot quicker and more efficient. For the last time before the actual events, I remind you that next Saturday and Sunday will see the running of the 2023 Australian Fox Hunting Championships here in Mount Gambier. Of course, the Sunday will also feature our annual convention, and we certainly hope to see many of you here in order that you can catch up with old friends or make some new ones and see and hear some of the events, as well as spending up big on some of the many pre-loved items that will be on sale. With a bit of luck, you may even win the door prize or one of the raffles. If you stay for the famous Sunday night dinner, you'll be treated to a great feed and an extremely good price and be part of an excellent evening of food and conversation with like-minded people. The doors open for the convention at 8:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, and breakfast will be ready for you at that time. Egg and bacon rolls, etc. Yum! That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.